joining me, Martin. For Martin, people are saying it's a game of two halves. Hereford United will feel that perhaps at the end of the day they were unlucky not to take a point out of it.
Yeah, well you come to one of the favourites for the title, and we give them a run for the money in the second half. But the first half's not good enough. You know, we didn't get out of the blocks. Whether it was a little bit too much Christmas put there, I don't know. But we certainly didn't do the ugly side. And fair play to Kidderminster. You know, they are one of the best sides in the league, and they caused us no end of problems, and you know, we changed it again just to try and get into that half time break. And you know, the keeper brought off a couple of good saves, and we didn't hurt them at all. So second half, it was, you know, we had a right good go at half time, getting the faces, come on, let's have a go, one goal. You know, they've lost three on the bounce, and we thought, you know, if we could get a goal, we could rattle the cages. And that's certainly the case.
Yeah, when O'Keefe scored with it 3 minutes into the second half, you just had that feeling, didn't you? There were a bit of jitters in the home defence, and I suppose really, if you could have just pushed on a little bit at that time, it might have been a little bit better.
Yeah, it was. Well, we had chances, didn't we? We cleared off the line. The keeper made a great save for Mike around the back stick, and corner after corner was going into the box. The long throw was going into the box. So I don't think we could have done anything more other than really that last bit of quality for to someone at the back of the net. But yeah, I've given him a big pat on the back for the second half, but probably a punch in the first half.
I suppose it's completely the reverse of what Steve Burr would be saying, wouldn't it, really?
Absolutely. You know, but they're a good side. They know how to play football. The fullbacks, I thought, were excellent for them today, and they did give us problems. But, you know, it's now we play them again in a few days' time, so hopefully we'll be better prepared and give them a problem.
In between that, you've got Forest Green Rovers at Edgar Street. That'll be another tough game, but you know, one of the pre-season favourites.
Yeah, well, the money that's going around in the conference nowadays is quite scary, you know. So we know where we are compared to 75% of them, and we've got to get on with it. But as you can see today, my players were totally committed to the cause, and hopefully that you know, that nobody goes in the January window, and hopefully I'll keep this small group together and hopefully move on.
How difficult is that going to be though, Martin?
No, we've had problems after problems, haven't we? You know, and it's that's all I've had since I've been there. But you know, we've got to get on with it. The club's more important than myself or the chairman. And as you can see, we have fantastic support today, you know, and we certainly appreciate it. Probably a lot of them haven't seen us today this season. So hopefully that they come back and hopefully support the boys against Forest Green.
Yeah, 831 following fans. You'd like a really big crowd for, well, not only for the Forest Green game, but for the return game against.
Yeah, no, of course we do, because it's money, isn't it? It sounds horrible, but all it is money, money, money. So two big games, and hopefully two big crowds, and hopefully get some points out of it as well.
It's so close to the difference between success and failure at this level. You talk, you know, the last game, a victory over Cambridge United. Today, you could have come away with a point from Kidderminster Harriers.
Yeah, but I thought Gashi was the best player in the first half by a million mile. You know, and that's probably why I pay 50 grand for him. He knows how to hold the ball up, and he was certainly clever, brought players into the game, you know, and they're worth their weight in gold, aren't they? You know, and I just wish I could have somebody like that myself.
If you had 50 grand now for Hereford United, would you be buying him back?
I'll pass on that question.